So I'm good. Today's theme is why Jesus is not a Jew, and I basically want to preface all comments on this subject. And a lot of people believe that Jesus was a Jew, and so much depends on the definition of the word Jew. And so what we've got here is the word Jew is given to us by the Jewish people. And they're the ones who define its meaning, okay? Now, part of the definition that they provide for us, and of course for the rest of the world, is that the word Jew derives from the word Judah. But that is not true. In the Old Testament, the word Jew appears, maybe a dozen times. And every time that word appears in the Old Testament, I'm talking about the King James Version, it's always translated from the word Judah. Now, the Judahites were a specific tribe of out of the 12 tribes of Israel. And the only way you can be considered a Judahite is if your father is a Judahite and your mother is some sort of Israelite, but the father must be a Judahite in order for the offspring to be counted as Judahites, okay? Now, the Jews have a totally different reckoning. Their reckoning goes by the mother, and which is proved by the state of Israeli, which has a law, which if you're Jewish, you must have a Jewish mother, okay? So why does the Old Testament have a patriarchal reckoning, and Jews have a matriarchal reckoning? Where does this matriarchal reckoning come from? Well, it comes from the Canaanites, folks. Because the Canaanites have always had a matriarchal tradition, and which proves that the Jews aren't Judahites at all, but they're Canaanites and Edomites masquerading as Judah and Israel, okay? So getting back to the Old Testament, every time the word Jew appears in the Old Testament, it is translated from the word Judah. There is no reason to change any of these words into Jew. It should always be translated as Judah. And the reason why the Jews have inserted the word Jew in there those dozen or more times is to create a false equation between Judah and Jew. But as I just explained to you, there's one major difference between Jews and Judahites, namely their patriarchal slash matriarchal heritage. Those are completely different. Also, the Jewish religion is not based on the Old Testament either. So the traditions of the Jewish people are markedly different from the traditions of those people in the Old Testament called Judah. And they're not the same race by any means. So let me go into 2 Kings 16:6, because I want to show you, this is the very first instance of where the word Jew appears. And I'm just going to start reading from verse 1. In the 17th year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, Ahaz, the son of Jotham, king of Judah, began to reign. Okay, so we're talking here in verse 1 about Pekah, the king of Judah. All right, and that's the proper translation of the Hebrew word Yehudi. It should not be translated as Jew because the Judahites were a specific tribe. The Jews today can be of any race, nationality, ethnicity whatsoever. So there's no comparison between the two words. The word Jew has a much wider series of definitions than the word Judah, which has only one definition, namely a descendant of the house or tribe of Judah. Okay, verse 2. 20 years old was Ahaz when he began to reign, and reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and did not that which was right in the sight of Yahweh his Elohim, like David his father. But he walked in the way of the kings of Israel. Okay, so now we have the kings of Judah and the kings of Israel. Okay, because the nation of Israel was divided into two houses. The house of Judah, which consisted of the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin. And then the house of Israel, which consisted of the other 10 tribes. Now, none of your Jews or Judeo-Christians ever bother to talk about this fact that the 12 tribes were divided up into two houses. Okay, continuing here. Yea, and made his son to pass through the fire. He sacrificed one of his firstborn to the fires of Moloch, according to the traditions of the Canaanites. Okay, they did wrong. They committed evil. According to the abominations of the heathen, whom Yahweh cast out from before the children of Israel. Okay, so the Israelites of the northern 10 tribes were practicing these Canaanite rituals. Verse 4. And he sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places and on the hills and under every green tree. Then Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to war. Okay? So we have war between the house of Israel and the house of Judah. There's war going on between the 10 northern tribes and the southern 2 tribes. Verse 6. At that time, Rezin of Syria recovered Elath of Syria and drave the Jews. Here's the first instance of the word Jew in the Old Testament. It should simply say, and drove Judah from Elath, and the Syrians came to Elath and dwelt there unto this day. So when the translators insert the word Jew into the translation here, substituting the word Jew for the word of Judah, they do it for the only one purpose, and that is to create a false equation in their minds between the Jewish people, who are not descendants of, they're not Shemites, they're not Israelites, they're not Adamites, but they are in fact Canaanites and Edomites. The whole purpose is to insert this word Jew, which has a much greater variety of meanings than the word Judah, in order to create a false impression in the minds of the readers that the two groups can be equated. And they cannot be equated. And so, what we have here is this word Jew has been substituted for the word Judah. And the word Jew has a much wider variety of meanings than the word Judah, okay? And in the same, and it stands to reason that we should use a word that the people apply to themselves, okay? So, for example, the German people are called in English Germans. All right, and in the Latin languages, they're referred to as the Alemann, but the Germans refer to themselves as Deutsch, okay? And their country, they refer to as Deutschland. So the true word for the German people is Deutsch, okay? And the same thing is true like here in America. The Indians, none of the American Indians refer to themselves as Indians. They refer to themselves by their tribal names. You know, the Choctaw call themselves the Choctaw. The Apaches call themselves Apaches. The Sioux call themselves Sioux, and none of them refer to themselves as Indians. So this Jew, the word Jew, has been inserted from the outside into the Bible by the Jews themselves in order to make this false equation between themselves and the tribe or house of Judah. The word Jew simply should not appear in the Old Testament at all.
Certainly not. It shouldn't even appear in the New Testament.
Well, you
want to apply it where it applies to the Canaanites,
yes.
Disbelieving people who the Jews of today are descended from.
Exactly.
Yes, we want to apply that, but we would have to recognize that is more or less an anachronism.
Right. It is an anachronism, but it was an anachronism that was actually created very recently. Okay. Because the word Jew... and then the original King James, it was actually, because there was no letter J, it was actually spelled I-E-W-E, U-E, okay? And it was a contraction of what should be Judah, okay? And which in the Old Testament was actually, in the Hebrew, is Yehudi. And Yehudi only has one definition, and that is Judah himself, okay? Or his descendants through the patriarchal line. Okay, so when you have that very specific definition given to us in the Hebrew, then the modern definitions of the word Jew simply do not apply to the Hebrew. Okay, so we have to keep that in mind. Now going to the New Testament and the Greek word for that's commonly translated as Jew is Judaeos. And Judaeos does not mean a racial Judahite. What it means is a citizen of the country of Judea, okay? Now, you're the Greek expert, Bill. Do you want to verify what I'm saying here?
That's correct. Judahia is the Roman district of Judea,
mm-hmm.
which wasn't even really a district a geographic entity until the time of the Maccabees, when they went out in about 135 BC and began to conquer the city surrounding Jerusalem.
Right, right. So, but the definition of Judean, which is the what the actual translation of the word Judaeus should be.
Absolutely. Judaeus, everywhere there is Jew written in the New Testament should be either Judaea, Judea, Judaeus, Judean, or something similar.
Right. And so the Jews have performed the same trick here in the New Testament that they performed in the Old Testament by substituting the word Jew for Judean. Okay? And once you understand that there are two primary different types of Judeans living during the time of Christ in New Testament times, what you have is the original Judeans who were who? The Judahites, okay? And then you have the interlopers, the false Judahites who claim to be Judah but are not and do lie, Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. Those interlopers, those deceivers, have been pretending to be Judah ever since. And so since they identify themselves as Jews, they have been trying to rewrite history by pretending to be the Judahites of the Old Testament and the Judeans of the New Testament, okay? So, but the fact is that the Jews, the people we know today as Jews, are not descended from the house of Judah at all. They are descended from the interlopers who John Hyrcanus, on threat of pain of death, forcibly made them citizens of Judah, of the land of Judah, and now it's properly called Judea, which is a country having more than one ethnicity residing in it, okay? So the Jews are that ethnicity which was incorporated by John Hyrcanus. They are not Judah by any means. They are, in fact, outsiders. They are strangers, aliens, who have assumed the citizenship of Judea, which does not make them the Judah of the Old Testament. Wouldn't that be a correct way of differentiating between the Jews and the Judahites of the New Testament?
Absolutely. They were forcibly converted, and many of them, by the description in Josephus, were very happy to be converted.
Yes.
Because they had been left outside for so many centuries, they were forcibly converted to Judaism.
Right.
The perverted form of Mosaism that they were practicing.
Right. Yeah, and isn't it true? We've been addressing the racial question, is Jesus a Jew by race or ethnicity? And the answer to that is no. He's a Judahite, but he's not a Jew because the Jews incorporate all races and ethnicities on the planet today. And a Jew can be a Chinaman, a black, we have the so-called black Hebrews, can be a Sephardic Jew, an Ashkenazi Jew. And virtually none of these people have any heritage relating back to the old tribe of Judah. Even though the Jews who have invaded Palestine base the invasion on having Shemitic descent, returning quote unquote to their old homeland, okay? But it's not their old homeland. The first time the Jews came into the nation of Judea was by usurpation, by pretending to be Judahites when they're not, and they're making the same pretense today that their ancient homeland, it's actually our homeland, those of us in true Israel who have Judahite ancestors, and so it's actually our people who have a right to go back to Palestine and claim it. The Jews have no right whatsoever. And this lack of right is compounded by the fact that the vast majority of the Jewish people today are in fact Khazars, Ashkenazi Khazars, none of whose ancestors ever set foot in Palestine, okay? And so only 5% of modern Jews are actually descendants of the Sephardim, who did actually spend some time in Palestine, but not as Judahites, but as Edomites who had become citizens under John Hyrcanus, okay? And so wouldn't that be the correct analysis of what the modern Jews today are?
Absolutely. And you know, it's a marvel of the wonders and the power of the Jewish propaganda machine that the average person in the street generally considers the Jew to be the purest of all races. Absolutely incredible.
And this is the main reason for why they have all these genetic diseases and why they have physical deformities to a greater extent than other people do. I don't want to use the word race because they're not a race, they're a breed. Jesus refers to them as a brood, a brood of vipers who can do no good. And so what we're talking about is a group of people who are engaged in a charade, a gigantic charade, pretend to be somebody they're not. And once we understand that this charade is going on, this great impersonation of Judah and Israel by an alien people, then you begin to understand the difference why Jesus hated those scribes and Pharisees so much, okay? And, you know, so let's talk a little bit about the Jewish religion compared to the religion of Moses. You know, there's actually no similarities between the two religions at all. So the second question was Jesus a Jew by religion? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 15, verse 1. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem. Okay, now this is about another confrontation between Jesus and the scribes and Pharisees, saying, why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? Okay, they're asking Jesus, why are the apostles and the people following Jesus around, why aren't they following the traditions of the elders? They're not asking, why aren't they following the law of Moses? They're asking, why do they transgress the traditions of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? Okay, so he's directly contradicting what they have to say. He says, he's telling them that they're transgressing the commandments of God by their tradition. Verse 4, for God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father and mother, let him die the death. Now, it's interesting that since the Jewish people can be of any race whatsoever, it doesn't matter who the father is, okay? So they don't have to honor their father, and even their honoring of their mother is simply tokenism, because the mother can be any race as well. Verse 5, but ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me. And of course, we Israelites are told to hearken back to our father and mother, Abraham and Sarah. And of course, the Jews never talk about Abraham and Sarah. They will claim Abraham as their father, but only because Abraham was also the grandfather of Esau, who was the original race traitor. Okay, verse 6. And honor not his father or his mother when he shall be free. Thus have ye made a commandment of God, the commandment of God, of none effect, by your tradition. So what he's telling these scribes and Pharisees is that they have made the law of God of none effect because they have substituted their own traditions in place of the law of Moses, okay? And so the common understanding that Judaism is based on the law of Moses is directly contradicted here by Jesus Christ himself. So we have two possibilities that Jesus was a Jew, number one by race and number two by religion, and we can prove conclusively that Jesus is not a Jew in either sense.